The bond of love and mercy. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to feed his wives and give them drink with his noble hands, saying to Sa'd bin Abu Waqqas while paying him a visit in his house during his illness. Any expense you pay, seeking by it the face, pleasure, of Allah, you will be rewarded for it, even for the morsel you put in your wife's mouth. Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet, peace be upon him, thus taught his followers to make romantic and kind gestures towards their wives. True, it is no more than a morsel, but its secret lies in the feelings of love that follow it. Just a morsel by which a husband makes his wife feel protected and cared for, and therefore is considered a charitable deed. And to keep mutual love and mercy alive in marriage, the Prophet, peace be upon him, guides the husband and wife to the golden way to attain it, which is by worshipping Allah together. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "May Allah have mercy on a man who gets up at night and prays, and awakens his wife and she prays. If she refuses, he sprinkles some water on her face. May Allah have mercy on a woman who gets up at night and prays, and awakens her husband. If he refuses, she sprinkles some water on his face." Abu Huraira. Even if it is a short salah, for offering it together, the reward is generously great. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever gets up at night and awakens his wife, and they offer together a two-raka prayer, will be written among the men and the women who remember Allah much." Abu Huraira. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also taught the husband and wife that if they praise and glorify Allah together, it will better and more helpful for them than having a servant. Ali narrated. Fatima complained about what she suffered on her hand, i.e., blisters, because of the stone hand mill. She came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, asking for a servant. But she did not find him, at home, so she informed Aisha of her need. When he, peace be upon him, came, Aisha informed him about it. He, peace be upon him, called upon us, but we had already gone to our beds. I was going to get up, but he, peace be upon him, said, "Stay in your place," and he, peace be upon him, sat between us, me and Fatima, until I felt the coolness of his feet on my chest. He, peace be upon him, then said, "Shall I guide you to what is better for you than a servant? When you both go to your bed and lay down, you both magnify Allah, by saying, 'Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest,' 33 times. You both glorify Allah, by saying, 'Subhanallah, glory be to Allah,' 33 times, and you both praise Allah, by saying, 'Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks to Allah,' 33 times. This is better for you than a servant."